evidence in the field of natural sciences, accurate evidence for effects still susceptible of registration and control, and whose origin may not be other than the existence of a huge island in the middle Atlantic, the possibility of characterizing, in our nowadays, platonic resuscitate the narrative, such as real tragedy of humanity. So far, the demonstration of the exclusivity of the cause, condition required, a just title, which was lacking for the arguments presented. This statement could well be the existence of the large island, but also on other factors, such as a continent, bridge, a remote country. Therefore, the exclusivity of the cause must be characterized in a well-defined. Since there is a point in favor of such a definition, the main topographic data of the Platonic narrative had confirmation surprising, with the rediscovery of America. Indications of Plato, for locations and dimensions, is all confidence. Plato described Atlantis as a large island of vast extent. For both, Alfred Wegener introduced the technical term for turf mainland. This is a fact of decisive importance. Otherwise, it is a relatively small island, like one of many cubes scattered in the Pacific Ocean, from the beginning, would be equal to zero. The chances of it re-encontry or present evidence of his supposed existence. In regions subject to seismic tremors, the coming and subsequent disappearance of volcanic islands are routine phenomena, and to both the Pacific became proverbial. However, in the Atlantic near the island of Fernando de Noronha, in Brazilian waters, emerged in 1931 that two islets disappeared, however, in good time, before they become subject to dispute the powers concerned. Atlantis has also been equal to such an island, or that Sabrina Island in the 80s of last century was of the waves for a few hours later to make disappear. It would be totally useless any attempt to begin to find it. Also, an island is a large chunk ground and more stable. If it raises above the waves and is not just a shallow shoal water, and if the location permits, it can influence characteristic and long-lasting effects on the sea around you. And the dip in the ocean it produced a tuck, it could hardly go unnoticed in the context of terrestrial geology. To better understand these linkages met first, a question seemingly primitive but important, namely, what is an island, under the geological point of view? An island is a fragment of turf, a segment, once desprendido the edges of large tectonic plates, the hard granite, according to the movements of removal, exercised by those boards and therefore lower than that usually present thickness of the turf. While the large chunk and plate tectonics penetrates up to 40 to 60 kilometers in the substrate of seam, dense and viscous, plastic and, according to Alfred Wegener's moves to slow secular, away from the horizontal direction in the little island's seam is deeper in, getting on its surface. To stay within the terminology of Wegener, if the cubes float in the seam, like glaciers into the sea, islands float like corks there. Therefore, due to its volume rather than mass, the islands accompany fluctuations in the level of seam, so much more rapid and significant than do the large tectonic plates, massive, heavy and motion ultralento. Depending on specific conditions, an island would sink, but a continent cannot simply dive to the bottom. Strictly speaking, those islands of type Sabrina or two of those, no name, emerged and disappeared in the vicinity of Fernando Noronha, and are not pieces of Balde and therefore should not be called islands, but represent the peaks, temporarily raised, a submarine volcano, or any other increase in the substrate of seam, the ocean bed. The Atlantis, in turn, was a real island, a chunk of relatively low thickness, presumably desprendido double plate tectonics, Eurasia, where, early in the third period, the board moved away towards the east. Always and in principle these islands not only legitimate hit, but still up on the bottom of the sea, penetrating a few kilometers of the substrate seam. Sometimes, are the tops of huge submarine elevations, like the Azores. However, in nature there is no floating islands, there are only those made by the hand of man, of reinforced concrete and serving as platforms for the drilling of oil wells in shallow marine waters. Now to deal with the effects of surface, produced by a large island situated in the midst of ocean, in its capacity as clod of earth, alone. Their presence interferes with the movements of the sea. The larger the island, the greater the extent of such interference. Wind and storms lash the vast ocean surface, its wind ripple the mirror of water, causes the waves and been accumulating, as the speed of the winds, is pile up, rise up high and down to deep valleys. Besides these undulating movements, caused by winds, blowing hard and in different directions, there are other current, more air, but constant, are caused by periodic winds, blowing with uniform speed and always in the same direction, called the monsoon. In this case, it is a continuous running surface. From which the monsoon? The Earth rotates on its axis north, south. He transmits this movement to the rotating layer of air that surrounds it, to our atmosphere. But there is some loss in transmission, which in turn, causes a certain delay in the movement of the envelope of air, compared with the area of the equatorial belt, where the rotation is faster, going from 400 m/s. This delay produces the constant east wind, prevalent throughout the tropical band, except in the area of calm, just on the equator, which, however, it matters little to our topic. In northern latitudes the circumferential speed of the Earth diminishes, so the atmosphere there, brought by tropical air, for cutting forces, southern, begins to win the race and those areas of change in the direction of the winds westerly winds prevail. They produce a regular flow of wind at sea surface, easy handling, sea currents in parallel with the air. The east monsoon in tropical waters lead the current to the west and vice versa. In the higher latitudes, there is a current, east. Both complement each other to a closed circuit, as shown in figure 9. These movements of water always and in principle are originated on the surface of the sea basins, surrounded by continents. However, not all times are regular as in the case of inferred from the schematic framework in hand, essentially correct in their little tracks. Also the Atlantic Ocean is such a sea basin, surrounded by continents, on both sides, and is also cut by such flow, regular, one, known as the Gulf is famous for its natural potential. Its range of blue waters cut across the bed of grey and coal waves of the Atlantic, in an extension of hundreds of miles, between 34 degrees and 43 degrees latitude north, in west-east direction. If there were, in the midst of the Gulf, a large island, the waters of that gigantic river blue, sometimes directed to northwest Europe, would crash into the west coast, and it would be diverted from its path, forced to turn in large curve to return to the west. Figure 9. Movement of water in a sea basin scheme ideal. Joining their forces, the east monsoon and the westerly winds, prevalent in the high latitudes, produce two swirls of water between the two continents, in a position symmetrical with respect to the equator. The energy consumed in this movement is provided by the sun and the spin of the earth. Because of the irregular shape of the coastline, the effective movement of water is a little different from that shown in this idealized diagram. Straight line, the middle, equator. Straight lines in traces, tropics. The weather can spell out the consequences resulting therefrom for the regions situated to the north, which eventually could allow for verifying that, at any time, there was this diversion of the Gulf. With this, a clue to the remote past. However, the scope of this trail lead to the goal target is subject to the contingency of the island, in fact, was situated in the midst of the Gulf and not to any other place. In the narrative of Atlantis, Plato does not provide very accurate data about their location. He reported only allows the deduction of the Atlantis was located in a region west of the Atlantic, more or less able to Gibraltar. Ceases to be a direct reference, accurate to the Gulf or its vicinity. On the other hand, can be verified by research, is the climate of northwestern Europe, known for conditioning the Gulf, where it was equal to what is currently finishing up there by a current of warm water, to the western edge of Europe, or is the once the weather was different, allowing the conclusion that, at some time, the Gulf has been captured and diverted from its route by an obstacle then existing in the Middle Atlantic and now disappeared. The subsequent investigation, based on this supposition, refer to expressly and exclusively to such a hypothetical blockade of the Gulf. For now only appropriate as the existence of such a blockade would affect the climate of Northwest Europe and, in the geological past, there was a time to be specified, scientifically, that undoubtedly reveal the signs of these influences. That is what this is. At this height is of secondary importance regarding the question of such a blockade of the Gulf or not be identical with the island of Atlantis, narrated by Plato. For now it does not matter whether the blockade of the Gulf had a name and what was that name. In the Gulf and the isotherms, strictly speaking, is called the Gulf Stream the party that, originating in the Gulf of Mexico, the huge current cyclical shipping in the Atlantic, twice across the ocean, in a total length of 20,000 kilometers. It forms a loop, driven by energy, from the wind and heat. The current has its beginning as current west, in the tropical Atlantic. Then is taken by the east monsoon, blowing from the area of Guinea, heading to Brazil, heading straight to the nose, pointing eastward, the head of the giant Brazilian triangular plate. The figure 10 shows how the nose divides the waters that beat against it. As the nose is located in Brazil, approximately 10 degrees south latitude, it diverts a part of a water body from the South Atlantic, the Northwest, the North Atlantic. Above the equator, these waters meet with the current parallel, addressed to the north. Thus, the mass of water towards the coast of Central America are being enriched and to an appreciable extent, with the waters of the South Atlantic, which increases in its very strength and power. Already in that area, the quantity of water that gather there, beyond the existing in all the rivers of the earth. Taken by the east monsoon and due to its high salt content, the current color of azure climb the north coast of Brazil, always pursuing toward northwest. Then the first time, is being diverted from its original direction west, starting his turn. She floods the vast delta of the Amazon River mouth, all covered with jungle, dams of the largest freshwater of inland rivers. Breaks the bow, formed by the western through narrow opening between the Lesser Antilles, enters the Caribbean Sea, where also the first time, their waters are trapped between the Antilles to the north, the Arcatu and Mexico, to the south, in an area of little depth. It is difficult to find the exit. In slow, always slow, the current, this process will be burning, through, first, the Caribbean and then the Bay of Arcata. Gradually, it expands and loses in depth. Already in the Gulf of Honduras, its waters are the first heat treatment, but still beat the Istraitisemo Strait of Arcata. Then there is the wide Gulf, nearly circular, Mexico in order to ask for a stay there. Dot. Figure 10. Map of the Gulf, scale 1:70.000.000. In the Gulf originates as a running west from warm tropical waters, between the west coast of Africa and South America, taken by the east monsoon, continues to the Caribbean Sea and Gulf of Mexico, where it is diverted, and leaves the North American east coast and warm running east, through the framework of the Azores, off the coast of England to the northern regions of Norway. Its coast curve requires the current sea of idle, lazy, to make a shift of about 90 degrees. Under the pressure of the current, its water reservoirs are on a slope of about 30 centimeters. Clearly the Contragosto, the Gulf allows the output of the chain that bears his name, by the Straits of Florida, through Cuba and the Great Bahamas Bank. Due to the low speed of water in the Gulf, which forces the current to turn, there it is similar to water stops and must remain there for long, before being compelled to continue on its roadmap. Thanks to this delay, the low depth and the hot sun, rain, in the Gulf of Mexico, the water already pre-heated, pass through another and more intensive heat treatment, while still increasing its salt content highly, while blue algae, polyphilic, give them a beautiful blue sky, brilliant. Thus leads to the Gulf, hydrologically mature as a closed body of water. Despite its greater density and temperature due to its high, at first, the water of the Gulf remains lighter than the waves of lower salt content, fluid, gray and cold North Atlantic, where it enters through Straits of Florida. From this point, the sea current, there often called the Florida Current, continues in the direct vicinity of the east coast of North America, which is diverted from its course north to the northeast. Only the height of Philadelphia, the current still superficial, shallow, with a temperature of 20 degrees Celsius, during the coldest months of the year, reaches the area dominated by westerly winds. Finally, the lead, west monsoon in, ultimately, on the east, northeast, making it as soon return to high seas. Under the action of the west winds, the waters of the Gulf is in the form of open range, and a blue strip, hot, cut the gray waves and cold North Atlantic. With this wind in the Gulf width and power, in its edges absorbs the water cooler and less saline Atlantic. Arriving in the Azores height, its width is nearly 800 kilometers. Throughout its route, straight to the west coast of Europe, the current is gradually sinking into the ocean because of its cooling, caused by algae around you and therefore make it even more cumbersome. However, the warm body of water, saline and highly viscous, continues as such in its path in Western Europe to its current principle is already at 800 or 1000 meters below sea level. Throughout his journey through the North Atlantic, this acts as an accelerator sinking as genuine impulse that formidable body of hot water. For its thermal capacity, the current still lighter than the waters that surround and the slow loss of heat gives you the option to develop in the ocean, acting, thus, as a reserve of fuel. She travels in a track editor, really ideal, with slope 1,500, through the Great Ocean, separating the Old World to New. Continuing along the west coast of Ireland and Scotland, enters the Irish Sea and the English Channel, while his emissaries still reach the western coasts of France and Spain. In the last stretch of their voyage, to the Gulf is becoming ever more broad and similar to the sea, more cold and slow. The head of a lion from Scandinavia takes a narrow arm of the Gulf to Norway to the Gulf of Kattegat and the Danish Islands. The bulk of the water accompanying the Norwegian fjords, and through the Northern Cape, reached the Barents Sea. Here, then, the Gulf suffers its last loss of heat and power, and penetrating into the ocean bed, totally cool, for a change undercurrent. It is there where reaches its point of return. The west and north of Spitzbergen, the current makes the climb to the surface of the icy waters of the Arctic Ocean, and west of Greenland Current, the cold water and little salt, continuing along the east coast of that island giant, driving for the south and taking a cold climate with strong winds. In nothing, absolutely nothing, then remember the Gulf. This is the approximate description of the Gulf. The most powerful of all the rivers of the globe, of length equivalent to 7 times that of the Amazon River and that in the words of Florida, moves into his bed about 100 million tons of water per second, which is much, but much more than the total of all the rivers into the sea. In its edges record is spontaneous thermal discharges. For example, when a ship is the bow and stern was within the range of those blue waters, these 2 points may well acknowledge occasional differences of temperature, up to 12 degrees Celsius. It is thus surprising and remarkable that the body of warm water retains its integrity. And this is where lies its importance, the Gulf to act as a carrier of hot water and heating to Europe. However, the climatic effect is not so, only in the transport of warm water, which leads to it, across the Atlantic. Of greater importance is that your attribute, which was called Queen of the Storms, the body of hot water, closed and of great extent, takes as a carrier tape, the winds of the wet rain, the anticyclone following its trail. They determine the weather in Europe, always when the weather service announced bad weather, storms and rain, indeed, come from the northwest of the Gulf. The heat of the water, the humidity of the hot winds that accompany, compete to have a mild climate, humid in the West Europe, to the more northern latitudes of the continent. Those are the two positive factors, to which the regions, bathed by the Gulf Stream, its climate should, called the Atlantic. It is a gift of the Gulf and a privilege of inestimable value, especially for the Northwest Europe. The average elevation of air temperature, calculated on the sea level, has been used as an index characteristic of the climate. It represents a value arithmetically quantitative, friendly demonstration. His determination is made by the record of average annual and monthly, which allows a clear and well-defined climatic conditions and their changes, subject to the seasons. For the month of January, the coldest in the Northern Hemisphere, this index is 5 degrees Celsius positive, in the west of England, to Labrador on the east coast of North America, located in the same latitude, the average is 10 degrees Celsius negative. This difference, highly sensitive, 15 degrees Celsius shows, immediately, the strong influence of the Gulf Stream. The climate of England, received with the Gulf Stream, which is not the case with the Labrador, located outside the route of its warm waters. In July, the summer European and American, the air temperature rises to 17 degrees Celsius positive in the west of England, and only 10 degrees Celsius positive, in Labrador. To the west of England, the average annual air temperature is 10 degrees Celsius positive. The Labrador is 0 degrees Celsius. In Labrador, the oscillation of the annual air temperature is 25 degrees Celsius, when the west of England is only 12 superscript OC. In summary, the Labrador, the route out of the Gulf Stream, shows the typical continental climate, with its storms and extreme fluctuations in temperature, making that land a subarctic character. England, at the same latitude, is much more mild climate, sea, without large fluctuations and is thus privileged with the passage of the Gulf in his back. This privilege, derived from the passage of the Gulf, is of extreme value material. The northern limit for the commercial cultivation of rye, not prepared to resist a very intense cold, is located in latitudes north of 50 degrees to North America, and 70 degrees for Norway. Recording is therefore a difference the order of 20 degrees, in favor of the latter country, benefited from the passage of the Gulf. The conditions are identical to the cultivation of wheat and potatoes as well as for the establishment of horses, mules and sheep. The inhospitable regions, where the sleigh, pulled by dogs, prevails as the preferred means of transportation, starting in the north latitude of 55 degrees in North America and 70 degrees in Norway. All these climatic factors that facilitate daily life, allow the culture and civilization, create prosperity and property, are present in the Gulf, offered at their favorite, the Western Europe. It is perfectly legitimate to say that the fact that these regions have achieved cultural progress before they were conquered by the East and North America, is due solely and exclusively to the Gulf. The influence climate becomes more clear and sharp as to characterize it, is used to test methods, developed by the weather, are simple and easily understood. For practical reasons, already mentioned, they used to show the characteristic data of dot. Measuring the air temperature that, regardless of their topographical conditions, are calculated on the sea level. It differs from the immediate reading of the record of the values and the average daily, monthly and yearly, with the early findings, including the values lend themselves to characterization of the climate within the scope of work that are subject matter. These values are well understood and provide valuable information about the global distribution of hot air. The geographical points recording the same annual average temperature of hot are connected by lines, called isotherms, by uniting similar places where temperatures prevail, on average. The drawing shows these lines, immediately, the climate and, thus, what is required for answering the following question: in what way the acts on the Gulf Stream the climate in Northwest Europe? The figure 11 shows the isotherms within the North Atlantic. As was to be expected, in tracing the isotherms follow the general direction of the Gulf, with which the average annual air temperature rises, so, in west-east direction, The above preference conditioning with climate that benefits the West Coast, receiving the warm waters of the sea current, compared with regions of the West Coast, than receive. This rule is demonstrated so well expressed by the 0-degree isotherms, specifically highlighted in Figure 11. As its name indicates, the lines connecting the sites, whose average temperature is exactly 0 degree, the track is of particular interest to our subject. The isotherm 0-0 leaves the east coast of North America, from 50 degrees north latitude, the time of the Terra Nova. Ali had come close to the Gulf, that push, abruptly, to the north, making it around the southern tip of Greenland. Then, through successive latitudes, it rises to the Scandinavian Peninsula, and just beyond the Arctic Circle, approximately 75 degrees north latitude, makes its return. This broad curve, open, in which the isotherm 0-0 evolves over more than 25 degrees of latitude, above the areas of climate privileged, demonstrates, and so expressive, as the Northwest Europe has the unilateral favoritism and denied by the current Gulf. It is said that they can be seen as the current sea offers all gifts with a maritime climate, moderate, characterized by a warm and humidity, just the places linked by 0-0 isotherm, taking into his back large real bag of gifts. What would happen if, suddenly, to leave the Gulf to pass through these best? Then, the cornucopia and abundance would be closed over. Figure 11. The isotherms in the North Atlantic Hodiernal, scale of 1:70.000.000, in the Gulf appears in the Atlantic. The system of isotherms in the North Atlantic is represented by isotherms of 0-0, 10 degrees and 20 degrees. The isotherm of 20 degrees accompanying the first major contingent of the waters of the Gulf and then follows the African branch, returning to the south, to continue on the coast of North Africa, the mountains of the Great Atlas. The isotherm of 10 degrees more or less follows the words going off in England, and the isotherm of 0 degrees defines the peripheral effects of the last stretch of the Gulf Stream at the point of return to the north. Result: the total and markedly isotherms follow the Gulf Stream. The climate of Northwest Europe would be profound changes since, with the passage of the Gulf, disappear for the weather conditions favored and, thus, the cause of the current framework weather, abnormal. In this case, the example of North America and Asia, the isotherms should be approximately parallel with the meridians and therefore follow the west to the east. The isotherms of 0 degree rise between 45 degrees and 50 degrees north latitude. This would eliminate the sinuosity isotherm north of 0 degrees, characteristic of the current weather, and end table would be great abundance, brought by the Gulf Stream, a Northwest European climate preference would have reached its end. This climatic difference, for now discussed as a mere hypothesis and illustrated with the design of the isotherm 0-0, certainly has enough substance to serve as a criterion to judge whether the Gulf, where and at all times, would have directed the Northwest Europe, or once had followed different course. Nor is the doubt that the Gulf Stream carries its banner as your destination climate of Northwest Europe. The roots of isotherms close perhaps the solution to our problem. The trail leads from the Atlantic to present the remote past, back in time, far beyond the few millennia historically palpable. In the Gulf and the Quaternary period, the causal link between the privileged climate of Northwest Europe and move clear of the Gulf Stream is fully clarified. While there, spend the warm waters of the Gulf, prevail the moderate climate and high annual average air temperature, as is prevalent during the historical times. Of course, this does not exclude the possibility of hypothetical, in other times, the climate was different, perhaps, more harsh and cold. Therefore, the next query for information to be sent to experts in paleoclimatology should be formulated as follows: are we, at any time, there were sudden drops in temperature in Northwest Europe and in the context of our climatological assumptions, any such loss could be considered, certainly, as caused by the absence of the Gulf, during a specific time? many specialized disciplines cooperating in order to be successful, for the purpose of rebuilding a distinct in every detail, the behavior of the climate during the recent geological past. The geology and paleontology determined and time horizons, whose determination was based on the known fossils of orientation. It is worth emphasizing, especially, the collaboration provided by Swedish researchers, such as Gier and Sanander. The analysis of pollen given basic data of great value, and makes a realistic idea of the dominant flora and conclusions of the climate to her problems.